dedicated to the preservation, appreciation, and celebration of jazz, particularly Cincinnati's contribution to the art. The Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, organized in 2015, they offer educational programs from master classes to individual mentoring and live sessions, listening and performance opportunities, and every spring, a new class of honorees is inducted into the Hall of Fame. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guests are CJHOF board members Mark McCafferty and Kay Casey. Thank you so much for coming to WVXU.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Kay Casey, you are the founder and chairman of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. Where and when is this year's event?
It's going to be the same as last year. It's going to be at Mount St. Joseph University in Delhi, 5701 Delhi Road, in their auditorium.
That's a Sunday evening, 7 to 9:30. Why did you start this event?
It started with John Von Ohlen about 5 years ago, and he came to me, and he was excited because he was being inducted into the Indianapolis Jazz Hall of Fame. And he said, wouldn't it be great if Cincinnati had a Jazz Hall of Fame? So I have no musical talent, so I was searching for people who knew what jazz was and offered board positions to the university jazz directors at UC, at NKU, at Xavier, the School for Performing Arts, and a number of people who know a whole lot more than I do about jazz.
Well, you say that you have no musical talent, but I'm thinking that you're running with a pretty heady crowd there. How did you and the Baron become friends?
Oh, I've been a fan, you know, for 30, 40 years. Really, before that, my mother was a piano teacher and played jazz after dinner every night, and to me it was old folks music, but about 30 years ago I wised up and started enjoying the old folks music, and I want this to succeed and this organization, and we seem to be making a big difference here in Cincinnati.
It is really a timeless music, Mark. What are some of the challenges in getting people to focus on this sort of an event yearly?
It's promotion and publicity, which thanks for the help there, you know. But other than that, it's also an education effort to let them know that Cincinnati has a rich jazz heritage and that we have a jazz scene that's alive and well. That's some of our performers that we're bringing in. Some of them are really young. Some of them are very experienced. Kay runs an email list of something like 600 members right now, and constantly sending out our gig announcements and showing that there is jazz to go and see and hear live.
And it's a fairly new organization. This is your
This will be the fourth induction.
So there's a little bit of maybe catch-up going on, and each year you have honored some musicians who are no longer with us, as well as some living. Was that by design?
It is. There are so many, as you said, hundreds of great players, and some of them are no longer with us. And Joe Gaudio is the chairman the last 2 years of our committee, and he is an older person who's familiar with the jazz scene many years ago. So he's been able to give us names and biographies and help us to research and then to honor those that we feel need to be in the Hall of Fame.
I think one of the wonderful things about jazz is, as opposed to maybe pop or rock music, the older you get, you don't age out, you get more and more revered.
Right.
That's true.
So let's get to some of the fun stuff, Mark McCafferty. Who are this year's honorees?
Our inductees this year are Bill Berry, trumpet; Artie Matthews, pianist and founder of the Cosmopolitan School of Music; Bill Rank, trombone and bass; Lee Tucker, bass; Wilbert Longmire, guitar and vocals; Michael Moore, bass; Rick Van Mater, sax; Steve Schmidt, pianist; and Melvin Broach, drums; and Manny Gaines as vocals.
So you just listed a super group right there.
Oh, great group. It's actually been a lot of fun researching and very educational. I'm in charge of getting in contact with Artie Matthews, or his estate rather, because of course he's deceased. But it's been a little bit of a wild goose chase sometimes. So
you mentioned Wilbert Longmire. We just lost him. Wilbert Longmire was a wonderful guitarist who began his career on violin, actually, and his mother bought him his first guitar at Ben's Department Store, guitar and amp together, $86.50. And Wilbert Longmire began sort of as a sideman. He played with the students and toured with the Motown Review and eventually became a frontman, and kind of a shocking and a surprising loss. He was 77 years old, worked with Bootsy Collins, did all kinds of stuff, played jazz, but with a little touch of gospel and rock and soul. So I'm glad to hear that you were inducting Wilbert Longmire into this year's Jazz Hall of Fame. The artists who are still living, will any of them be in attendance that night to perform?
Not to perform. They will be in attendance. We give an award to either the artist that's recognized or to a representative. So even for the deceased inductees, we'll find a representative to present the award to. Our performers are past inductee Philip Paul, his trio, the Buffalo Ridge Jazz Band, Mark Fields Quartet. Mark Fields was also honored last year. Nancy James, Rob Allgaier Trio, and Tyler and Ethan March. And Tyler Marsh is actually a winner of our scholarship in the past.
The scholarship is such an important component of this, Kay. Talk about what the Hall of Fame offers in the world of music education.
Well, we have Sue Brown, who is our director of our school programs. And in addition to giving a scholarship each year, she also has a in-school jazz masterclass program where we send master jazz musicians into schools to conduct seminars with the students. She also has a program that she calls Jazz at Dusk. And we have three different venues now that offer the school jazz players an opportunity to play in a professional setting. There's one in Reading at the Sorrento's, an old Italian restaurant, and that's on Tuesday nights. And Wednesday, they're at the Celestial, and all of these are early, 5:30, 6 o'clock time frame. And then we added Latitudes, which is on the east side of the city, out on Beachmont, so that the students can go and play and get that experience to play before a crowd of people.
My guests are Kay Casey and Mark McCafferty with the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, talking tonight about the big annual induction and concert into the Hall of Fame happening Sunday, April 4th, 7 o'clock at Mount St. Joseph University, hosted by Nick Clooney, a jazz lover for sure. Has Nick been involved with the event for several years, or is this his first time?
Several years. I think he's done every induction so far as MC. And he's just been great running the program and keeping it in line. So,
and a couple of scholarship winners this year, Sam Braden, a guitarist from Walnut Hills, and Zaire Sherman, a bassist from Walnut Hills High School. So the talent and the training continues from generation to generation. There's also going to be a special recognition, Kay, this year for the Cincinnati Pops. Talk about that.
Yes, John Morris Russell invited us to come and do a presentation before the symphony jazz concert. And they've done so much of this for the last 52 years. They've supported jazz. They'll have a jazz concert maybe once or twice every year. And this goes back to 1966. We're going to honor him and also Eric Kunzel, who were the conductors during this period. And we're also giving a special recognition to the first jazz quintet and the players that were there for the first in 1966 and 1967. And those are Paul Piller, Marie Speziali, David Frerich, David Horine, Frank Proto, and then a replacement, Robert Bradley. So we'll be honoring all of them in addition to our normal inductees.
That's a pretty unique and interesting thing that our CSO did. Maybe we can nudge JMR
Let's
a little
do that.
Bit.
Get him and Louie together and see what happens, right?
He's a great jazz fan. He played jazz in high school and in college, and he and Carmen De Leon, both of them, are very supportive in our jazz program.
This event is taking place at the Mount St. Joseph University Theater on Sunday, April the 8th. Is it open to the public?
Yes, it's open to the public, but there are tickets. They're through Brown Paper Tickets, so if you wanted to search on there for Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, we also have a website.
Yeah. And if someone wanted to become a member of the organization, not necessary to play or sing, Kay?
There are levels. There are six levels, everywhere from being an individual member up to being a lifetime member.
And the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, this is the big event every year. What other activities throughout the year, Mark?
So we have, like Kay talked about, the Jazz at Dusk series. Mostly right now we are focused towards, though, the big event in April. And of course, there are some master classes that we do in the schools. But the end goal of those memberships or this event is to raise some money to get a permanent house for the Jazz Hall of Fame. There's a lot of memorabilia and pictures and so forth that that some of our members house. For instance, when the Blue Wisp Jazz Club closed down, there's a lot of that that has gone, actually, I think, into Kay's basement.
Well, no. We had possession for a short period of time, but the former owner said that he was going to open, his plans are to open another one. So it did go back to the former owner. So we don't have anything from the Blue Wisp Jazz Club, but we have a lot of memorabilia that people have given, and it's mostly in my living room. So I'm looking forward to having a place where we can display it.
Yeah. And a couple members of the Blue Wisp going in this year. Of course, the Blue Wisp Big Band is already an honoree as a unit, and this year Steve Schmidt, and I think Rick Van Meter has played with them before. Maybe some of the other inductees, Melvin Broach, Michael Moore, Mandy Gaines, Bill Berry, Artie Matthews, Wilbert Longmire, Bill Rank, and Lee Tucker, all going into the Hall of Fame this year. Cincinnati has a staggering history in the world of jazz. Some of the past Hall of Fame inductees include names like Oscar Treadwell, Rosemary Clooney and Fred Hirsch, Cal Collins, John Von Ohlen, Mary Ellen Tanner, Dee Felice, Phil DeGreg. The list goes on and on. And on April 8th, the list will grow by 10 at the 2018 Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame induction. A link with information on the event can be found at our website, wvxu.org. My guests have been Kay Casey and Mark McCafferty, board members of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. Thank you so much for dropping by this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. It's been great. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for honoring the artists, Sue, who lead a life that isn't always easy, but is certainly always filled with music and the love and support of jazz lovers in Cincinnati and beyond. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. Thank you.